Radio Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices be heard.
Hey.
The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action.
It's funny
and
what
save
you
our planet
here
from
later
the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear. Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission Radio Show. Today is February 10th, 2017, 8 o'clock in the morning here on the West Coast. And I wanted to not waste the time. Our phone calls dropped right as we called into the show. Interesting what we were talking about. Our guest today is Glenn Woodford. He's a YouTube blogger, I guess they call it. Hey, Glenn, thanks for calling and joining us again today.
Hey, Lonnie, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I heard you say it's funny what you watch when you're laid up. You just had surgery, right?
Yeah, actually, I did yesterday. I had to go ahead and get knee construction surgery. There's a couple screws loose in there, and the graft that the previous doctor didn't attach it right. It was a cadaver piece, and it was just loosely flopping around in there. And, you know, like we were discussing, the first surgery was in this huge, just every amenity you could think of, hospital, you know, high tech, whatever. And
corporate,
I was
call
treated
that corporate.
Absolutely. And I was treated, you know, basically horribly, and got shifted out of there as fast as I could. And of course, now that we find out that the doctor botched my knee, and I had it done in a little rural county hospital, Marshall County Hospital, and I can't say enough about it. It was absolutely amazing. The people there, the heart they had, the compassion, they wanted to take care of me. They invited us, you know, in to their hearts, even real discussions that we had, you know. So, and I guess that could lead into the segue that you seemed to talk about before, is how many doctors actually kill people and do these things to people. You know, It's a huge percent, and you know, I've been doing some research since I found out that my knee surgery was done wrong, and it's, you could spend years and not get through all this torture.
You know, you ought to look into your doctor. Call the board of the medical board of your state, of that, wherever
right.
You got that, and find out if that guy's been ever reprimanded for being drunk or on drugs. Lots of doctors, they do get reprimanded. Nothing happens to them. They get a little slap on the wrist. But many doctors perform surgery drunk, as it turns out.
Yeah, I was actually, a lot of the research was popping up that they're addicted to pain pills.
Opioids. It's the opioid.
Yeah.
This is the interesting thing. Our Congress is constantly saying that. Oh, it's the opioid. It's the opioid addiction. Well, the opioid addiction has to come with the endorsement of Big Pharma by a groveling, bootlicking Congress that we have that is rubber stamping.
Absolutely.
They are rubber stamping the most horrific cabinet. I call them the wrecking ball cabinet.
Tom Price just got, I mean, it doesn't matter what the objections are of the Democratic Party. I mean, they're just like the little slave masters, aren't they? Go ahead, try to run away. We'll get you.
And it's a total, it's a takeover of the Republican Party this 4 years, unfortunately. And I'm even seeing strong Republicans around here. They're even acting more arrogant and pumping their chest out, and things are going to be different now, and all this stuff. And I'm thinking, in 4 years, I want to meet you face to face, because this man is spinning out of control like a top.
Yeah, they really believe they have bought into these neoliberal ideas. And this goes to the
Absolutely.
heart of people do not educate themselves. Actually, you know what I would suggest, and maybe I'll mail you this book. It's a book called Poisonwood Bible. It's a novel, and it is a great book. I read that when I was laid up with my knee, and it'll really like compel you. It's
Well,
a very
the title is great. It's intriguing, just the title of the book.
Well, my daughter had given me the book years before I broke my knee, maybe 3 or 4 years. It was on Oprah's must-read list, and I have to say, I belligerently did not read it because I don't like Oprah. I was like, "Arr." And then when I was like laid up with my knee, I needed something to read, and it is a great, and it really speaks to a lot of what the corporate system, the imperialist system is doing to everyone's head in the system, from every single person that's involved. It's a really great social comment book. I have to say, it's an outstanding book. Look, Glenn, I asked you back on because you're a very clear thinker, and the thing is, you actually are optimistic. You tell people eyes to the sky. This morning, you and I both, I mean, I asked you what you wanted to talk about. You're like, "Well, I don't know. I have several items." I'm like, "Yeah, like the 400 whales that beached up in New Zealand." And you said, "Exactly. My finger was on it right now."
400 stranded, 275 die on the beach, and people just turn their head. And I'm glad that they race to save them, but why do they have to wash up before any attention is brought to it? And these people will go with whatever the media tells them, and the powers that be tell them the reason why they're washed up on the beach, so.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you what, like that whole
Outrageous.
thing, it's, well, what they're completely ignoring is the elephant in the room. We don't hear them. What we saw immediately in the article that I read was this was the second one since 1982, and the largest one was in 1918, which is unconsciously getting people to take their eye off of the ball of the
Right.
real reason, which is Fukushima and all the nuclear pollution being dumped, and chemical
Absolutely.
pollution being dumped into our oceans. It's not just, I mean, the nuclear, I believe that the nuclear has just pushed us over the edge. We were headed that
Right.
way. It just like, boom, shoved us down.
Yeah, because there's I worked on a towboat for several years, and just the emissions and the things that happens in the Mississippi River, which flows all the way down. So it was overwhelming. I actually got fired from that job because I started raising awareness to the
Did you
fact.
really? Did you
Yeah.
really?
Yeah, I did. They weeded me out in their own way, but that's what I was making too many waves, excuse the pun, being on the boat and everything.
Wow, really? Are you sure that that's what caused it?
I mean, because before I got there, it was literally a couple of the engines and some hydraulics were pouring into the the Mississippi right there, and I was told first day to go to have a bottle of Dawn right beside me, and when I see the plume, the plume's coming up, to saturate it with Dawn, so when it gets down the river, the oil slick will dissipate and nobody will see it. So.
Would you repeat that again? That's astounding. Tell me who were you working for that did that? Can you say?
Believe it or not, it was called, well, now it's taken over by Ingram. It was a dredge, pumping sand for concrete out on the river, and Ingram's took it over now, but it was Delta Materials, And soon after they weeded me out, probably about a year later, they sold out to the bigger company. So, but yeah, first day on the job, you have to clean the inside of the engine room is usually the guy that is the lower tier that has to do all the elbow grease work. So, yeah, first day I was told to keep a bottle of Dawn, a huge bottle of Dawn, right beside me and keep an eye beside the dredge and the tow boat because it's pulled up right beside the dredge. And when I see these plumes come up, saturate it with the Dawn. So when it gets down river a little ways, it'll dissipate the oil slick so they won't get in trouble. And OSHA back then was really, 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 really a joke. I mean, it even is now, but it was completely, if you paid them any kind of money when they came out, and when they even if they did come out, they would turn a blind eye to it. So yeah, this
Well, can
everything
you imagine
is
what's going to happen when the Republicans, and they are going to do it, they're going to get rid of the EPA and the Department of
oh,
Education.
absolutely, because this administration is driven by greed, and you can see it. It's really appalling, and it's sad. It saddens me. It saddens me. You got, Assad now is welcoming U.S. troops in Syria to fight terrorism. Trump's visit with the Japanese president will soon warm ties with Japan. I wonder why.
It's so outrageous. Well, you know what's really sad about this is people have forgotten. This is exactly the neoliberal agenda that the Chicago Boys forced on South America. That's
Right.
all. I mean, honestly, this is it exactly. The whole idea is that I mean, it's like reinstituting not just before the New Deal, it's like reinstituting the days of Dickens. Doing away with all the laws that have been built up, the labor laws, the child protection laws that have been built up since the 1600s, 1700s. It's not
Yes.
just wiping out the New Deal. These guys are a wrecking ball, and they know that once they do this, we can't just pick back up in 4 years and get it back together, because that's exactly what happened in South America. It didn't last very long. People rose up. There was a lot of social unrest, and this is also designed to instill the military state. But and it had
Absolutely.
this is
And
what happened in P with Pinochet. This is what happened in Chile. They installed Pinochet. People rose up against his regime, his idea of destroying the country. I mean, they were just getting going on their democracy, and boom, they knocked him out. They did it in Guatemala. Guatemala is still suffering quite badly from the effects of the United States engaging in intervention in there for militaristic purposes. It's incomprehensible that Americans are just so uneducated that it's exactly. I mean, exactly. This is the neoliberal. This is not, when I heard some young kids calling progressives, I guess, as they are deemed, neoliberals. Well, these neoliberals, they don't even know what they're talking about. They're so uneducated.
No,
And they're
right.
defending Trump, saying, well, we're not racist. And really, saying that you believe that Nazis have a right to exist. And I mean, that's just an offense. The whole thing is just. We don't, I personally don't tolerate Nazis. I don't think that they should be given a public venue on a university to talk. I don't, if they want to get rent a hall or rent a public service place, but not a university. And
Right.
those riots that happened down there, we don't know if those were an FBI instigators. We don't know who they were that started that. It's not at every protest.
No,
So.
it's not. And you got some of these shitheads are even flirting around, and some even come out and say that they deny the Holocaust. And
Yes.
the and what I'm seeing is, the issues that they're having these young folks focus on are somewhat good intended ideas, but where is the pushback? Where is the outcry and the resistance for what is happening in our world, and something that gets put on
here it
social
is on
media.
www.ucy.tv/AOF. Here it is. This station is the resistance. There is resistance,
right.
And lots of
right.
people are listening to us, Glenn. And thank you for joining us and being part of the resistance.
Absolutely.
I mean, because guess what? We don't have an option. You know, let's share that story on my YouTube channel. I just put up, I'm doing this reading for Dr. John Goffman, right? And I got, I decided the other night, I saw some news about some Muslim Americans being harassed. So I decided to do my reading in a hijab. A friend of mine went to Palestine, brought me back a scarf. And frankly, it's kind of like instant Muslim. Like when you put it on, it like goes on perfectly to cover your head, right?
Right,
so
right.
And I just said at the beginning of my quick 15-minute video, this is in support of our Muslim brothers and sisters in America. And I did the reading. I spent the whole day before yesterday, deleting mean, negative comments, calling me a shill, calling me disinformation, calling me a piece of shit, telling me I don't understand how women are battered. Excuse me. You're talking to a person who has survived severe child abuse. We're talking about how these people are out to kill us and the harm they're going to do. And frankly, I just had enough. I made two videos and I put them up on my YouTube channel, Nuts for Art, because please, while we are bombing the daylights out of the Middle East with depleted uranium weapons, and depleted uranium weapons is now standard fare in the United States, which is why we have to use drones. We cannot send our soldiers in. You know, let's don't talk about who's the horrible people.
Right. And actually, I posted it back on Facebook today. And, you know, by the way, good for you. Good for you for standing up for what you believe in and, you know, putting yourself out there and not being scared or not being afraid. Like you say, you know, your courage feat was definitely on. And I for one, commend you for it. But I reposted it on Facebook today, and I'm not going to call any names of who said something derogatory, more or less, and kind of challenging you why you didn't do all this and talk about Obama, and why didn't you talk about Obama more? And of course, I deleted it immediately, and I will get back to that person, but.
Well, Obama didn't do it.
Just like your book says, though, the point of power is always in the present moment.
Right.
And just, excuse
it's
me.
It's not my book, by the
fuck
way.
Fuck going back in the past. You can't. Right. I mean, coulda, woulda, shoulda. Now is the present, and we have to move forward. We have to move forward. But again, I commend you for doing it. I clapped when I seen it.
Well, thank you. I'm glad somebody really appreciated it. For me, look, I have put a donned a hijab here and there in my YouTube past. I have done this, and I have talked out quite vehemently against, you know, Obama. I mean, to be honest, I'm one of those very bitter Democrats, very bitter. I have no idea. The Democrats that are in power only because the Republicans are so grotesque, people are afraid not to vote for them. But for me, it's getting to the point where they're exactly like the Republicans. They're standing up there now, hour after hour, telling America the laundry list of what all these people did wrong. And yet Americans will accept it because of the behavior of the Democrats. It was a public disgrace to watch Warren and what was her name? The lady from Missouri, Claire McCaskill, and these really outstanding women from the Democratic Party stand up behind Hillary Clinton, who had just stolen, and the disgraceful attitude of the Democrats towards the Bernieites at the convention, caging them in, darkening their seats, not letting them be heard, suppressing them in every way, acting exactly like the Republican Party. So their outrage over the Wrecking Ball crew, they ought to apologize to America for doing this. The Democrats brought Donald Trump to us. The Democrats have convinced the people who support Donald Trump that it would have been just as bad under Clinton. It is the Democrats who have done this to us. And frankly, they do, you know, in a way, this country deserves what it's going to get because we've been blindly closing our eyes while drones are popping everywhere. I mean, Pete
For
Sessions is
too
going to go
long,
after
for too
California.
long. Yeah, I mean, for too long. And you're exactly right about the Democratic. The thing is, like you said, in 4 years, the repercussions are going to be to the point where everybody's going to be, or the ones that supported this maniac, kicking themselves right in the ass because think about what the Bush era did to us. It took so long to undo that. And people, Obama, 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 I for one voted for him. And I'm the Obamacare and some of the things he did was a push forward and was for the good. I'm not denying that. But again, people want to live in the past and talk about this, that, and the other about what happened back then, and we didn't say anything when this happened and all this. But the fact of the matter is, if they don't open their eyes to what this clown is doing, there's so much stuff going on behind closed doors I don't even want to think about. But his gall and his banter and his, I'll see you in court. What the hell is that about? I'll see you in court. It's
Well, he's
he
having
gets
a
his
come to
feelings
Jesus
hurt and he gets
moment.
his ego hurt. Yeah.
He needs
I could.
therapy. But let's just be real. America,
He
it's true.
does.
I
He
mean, I've
does.
tweeted him that many times. Please get therapy. Just stop harming us. I tweeted him yesterday and said, stop aiding and
That's
abetting the
great.
enemy by demeaning Americans. Get therapy,
Right.
man. But
Yeah.
this is the thing. You know, we have the, this is where the rhetoric and the mean and the hatefulness is encouraged. It Americans have been speaking out against Obama. There has been a huge outrage over the dronings, the nonstop bombings. I mean, we are
Right.
not, we have not been silenced, but we have been silenced, right? We haven't been
Right.
silent. We have been
Right.
silenced. And that is
Yes.
what Trump has that on in spades because they have no regard for any semblance of regard for the law. So
No.
Obama had this huge reverence. I'm the attorney and I know all about it and I'm the legal expert. And he had this air about him of arrogance and I know all about it. And don't worry, we have studied all. And frankly, he was right on the law. He used the law to deport. He became the deporter in chief. You know, he
Right.
built the wall. 75% of the Mexican border has a wall on it already. I mean,
Exactly.
this is where I start spitting nails. What they count on, the Trumpsters count on, is they don't know themselves. It's like my nephew, who's a very well-educated guy, lives in Colorado, would never listen to this radio show, I venture to say. He thought it was a great idea to have Betsy DeVos as the head of the education department. He thinks it's
Oh
a
my gosh.
fabulous. He loves this bill. Representative Massey introduced, Thomas Massey introduced H.R. 599, a bill to abolish the Federal Department of Education. This is what the whole bill says. It's one sentence long. The Department of Education shall terminate on December 31st, 2018.
Wow. And
Isn't that right after the elections?
yes. And that's what we're up against. Like I said, around here, people are already things are going to be that stuff's going to change and all that stuff, and
The
you
Duke
look
of
and
Kentucky is going to be whining. You guys are going to have people in the streets. You guys are going to, that's what's going to, I mean, you get rid of the Department of Education. Paducah is one of those very, you think the nuclear industry is going to give Paducah, Kentucky the money to run its school system, even though you guys have a
Absolutely not.
nuclear processing plant right there?
Right, and absolutely not. No.
I mean, let's be real. What's the major employer there? The one that has the most people, you know, the highest money there? Probably the nuclear industry.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. And like I said, when I'm out there protesting, that's why it's more the men and in the big 4x4 pickup trucks that give me the most hell, but they don't care what happens because they make so much, they make good money out there.
Well,
They
you
make
know
good
what,
money out
Glenn?
there.
That would be an interesting thing to call that company that's out there and just say, you know, I'd like to find out if the Republicans do successfully pass this Department of Education termination. Are you willing to step up to the plate and support the schools in Paducah?
Right. And something I'm following now, I'm planning on doing some research on it and maybe putting a video up and maybe getting somebody on the phone when I get better. They're running a local, I'm sure it's all over Western Kentucky where the nuclear plant is, but they're running a local lawyer is saying the nuclear workers out there and the vets, call this number if you have all these symptoms. So that's something new. I'm going to look into. I don't know what's opening up to that, but you know, I guess there is a lot of commercials on TV now saying if this happened, if this happened, if this happened, you can call and get compensation or whatever. But that goes back to the doctors on that deal. But yeah, there's a local commercial talking about, you know, and it's a lawyer, and he's saying call in if you got all this stuff and, you know, that you worked out there. So
wow,
opening back up, and they're ramping up out there. I mean, it's in full gear. They're in high gear. So I actually,
what do you
got
mean?
To get
what
back
are they
out.
Doing? What, explain to our listeners where you live and what you live nearby, so they can understand what you're talking about.
Well, it's Paducah, Kentucky, and it is about 15, 20 minutes away from me, but they still considered it's not in McCracken County. I think it's in, Carlisle or something like that, but it's still Paducah Gaseous Diffusion Plant. But now the Department of Energy has taken it over, and they put a pretty new sign out there, and it was somewhat decommissioned for a while, but they still were burying the barrels out in this landfill beside it, and there's a game reserve not 20 feet from it, and so they took it over. And since I've been protesting out there, it was the anniversary of my uncle's death that worked out there and died of brain cancer. So I started ramping up my protest out there, and you would not believe the cars and the trucks and the utility trucks and UPS and Walmart and catering trucks just flying in and out of there. So it's definitely something that I'm going to be on top of as soon as I can get well enough to get back on my feet.
Catering. That's odd. What are they doing? You think they're working full time 24 hours a day?
I guess to get it, you know, to get it back up and going, Kevin was saying that, you know, they're starting up all these small nuclear plants all over the country. And
well, they
they're,
can't. Well, actually, that's going to take a while. Those are going to take 3 to 5 years. And what they're
right.
doing, the concept is to build the same area, to build on the same area. And, you know, nuclear power plants, you've seen them, they're big and gigantic. So what they're going to do is build a set of 12, three
right.
at a time, and they're going to pop them up. And I mean, they're trying to make them like, oh, it's not so bad. But what they're not talking about is the waste, which, by the way, I do want to promote this on my YouTube channel. I made a video. Anybody who wants to support this effort that I'm about to explain, please go to nonukesnw.org and make a contribution. You can look at the actions page, and there's a link to it. I put in a proposal at the University of Oregon for PALC, for the Public Interest Environmental Law Conference. I've been protesting out there the last couple of years that there was never anybody talking about Fukushima, nobody talking about radiation. Last year I was super pissed off, not even talk about St. Louis.
Wow.
So while I was out there, some man came out and said, hey, you know, don't be angry. Put in an application, because the thing is, it's not here because no one's doing it. So why don't you do it? So I did do it, actually, and I did put
right.
an application in, and it did get accepted. I put it in September, and when I put in the application, they explained to me that, yes, if it got accepted, that they do help with the sponsorship of getting your guests here to Eugene, Oregon, because I invited Dr. Hel I wanted to have a set of doctors and activists, so I invited
right.
Bob Alvarez and Helen Caldicott.
Mm.
And Donna Gilmore and Mimi Gurman. Well, three of those participants are, I mean, Helen's in Australia And Bob and his wife Kitty, Bob does not travel without his wife Kitty, so they're going to come here together. And it's on March 3rd. We got accepted. It's going to be on March 3rd. Bob and his
Awesome.
wife are coming, and Donna Gilmore. Now, I looked all kind of did it since I just found out the date yesterday, which is why I'm discussing it now. I only found out the date via email yesterday. And it turns out they don't help us pay for the tickets. They reimburse us a portion of it if we fill out a stipend form. And the ladies was like, well, we have a tight budget, so get the stipends in. Well, we couldn't even get a stipend in until we found out when they were flying. So we're now on the hurry up to get these people to Eugene. And the symposium is at 3:30 in the afternoon, or 2:20 to 3:30. So I'm believing that they should stay 2 nights to come to Eugene, not the night before, do the symposium and leave in the morning. I'm going to talk to them individually, but Dr. Caldicott has agreed to do a Skype conference call with us, if because to fly her here is about $6,000. So I mean, it's not impossible if somebody has money. So
So if someone does donate, is tax deductible or
100%. That's the cool thing, because No Nukes Northwest, and that's NONUKESNW.org. It's always in the link on my shows now. Jules is putting it in, I'm pretty sure. We're sponsoring it, and because it's part of our charter is to bring awareness to people. So it's a perfect thing that we can sponsor, and people can make this contribution through No Nukes Northwest. And we will buy their tickets and we'll sponsor them. And I
that's great.
calculated, just to bring Kitty, Bob, and Donna here, it's probably going to be about $2,500, maybe $3,000. I'm assuming they want to stay 2 nights, an
Yeah,
airplane
of
ticket,
course.
and a vehicle so that they can get around. I mean, I guess I could go get them, but I want them to have some liberty here. So I'm not going to ask them to come and, hey, I'll drive you around like the chauffeur, because, So, anyways, I'm figuring it's going to be about 20, which is not that bad. That's actually pretty decent. Now, Dr. Caldicott said she might be able to find a cheap flight and upgrade, because she has kinds of air miles things that'll allow her to upgrade or something. That alone, the cheapest flight I could find was $3,000. And if she comes, she's 83 years old. She's not going to fly and go back home in 2 days. So we're going to have to look at, giving her room and board for a week or 5 days or something. And if she's here, I want to do something with her. So that's just kind of a
Absolutely.
shameless plug for anybody who's listening, and I am going to be talking about it, because we need to fund this by March 3rd. Frankly, if I have to do it myself, I'm going to, but I'd rather not. It would be nice to have a supportive community. And I made a video on Nuts for Art on my YouTube channel that people can share. You can also go to nonukesnw.org and look at the actions page, and you'll see it, the PELC. It's called PELC, PIELC. Panel, and the title is going to be Nuclear Waste Realities, because that's what
That
people
is
need to
great.
hear. Nuclear waste realities, because
So it is going to be a symposium, right? And the
yes.
information and
And we are going to talk about Fukushima. We are going to talk about St. Louis. We are going to talk about the lies of the nuclear industry. We are going to talk
great.
about the harm. Now, I know that Dr. Caldicott and Bob Alvarez do not agree with us that the Pacific Ocean is dying. They think
Yeah, and
it's
I know
in danger.
you take a lot of heat for those two.
Whatever. You know what? That's part of the brainwashing and the propaganda. As a female, I'm used to standing up to batterers. I grew up in a household with a batterer, with two batterers, frankly. So, whatever. I'm used to this is narcissistic personality disorder. Hypermasculinity is people could, if they learned about the term hypermasculinity in the movie Tough Guys, they would understand that people, when people get tr these are triggers. There's like Pavlov's dog. They condition us to respond like this. And that is what the vilification of Dr. Caldicott and Busby and Alvarez and the establishment, I call them the establishment anti-nukers, because they are all, this is part of the problem. They're all so afraid to stand out. But the thing I love about Dr. Caldicott and Dr. Alvarez, they are willing to have a conversation about it. They're not just like, oh, well, you're ridiculous. They will say, I disagree with you, but you can still talk to them on the same basis issues. It's it's not just my way or the highway. You're a fucking idiot. Get the fuck out of here. You
Right.
know, that's completely
Yes.
ineffective.
And like you know, like you like this book says, we choose our own thoughts. Believe it or not, you know, we choose them, we make them, we decide what we're going to say as it rolls off of our tongue, so to speak.
The book you're talking about is The Four Agreements.
Yes.
Isn't that an awesome book, Glenn? I mailed
Oh,
that to Glenn.
great. It's
If
great.
everybody
It's
would
great.
live by the Four Agreements, we could actually have peace on this planet.
Right.
I mean, it would take away the need for the military, the hypermasculine. It would just really help us help us heal. It's
Well, and it was like I was telling you, all three, four books, I'm in the Four Agreements now, it actually is making me feel better, and my pain is subsiding in my knee. And, you know, you can call it keeping your mind off of things or whatever, but when you read and take in healing words of compassion, confidence, love, it makes you feel better. It makes you feel better inside. It makes you feel better mentally. If you can get your mental stability, I think that's the key to a lot of things. And going back to Herr Trump, he's mentally unstable, as my dad would say.
He is mentally unstable, actually. I've actually tweeted that. In fact, I made a video of him asking him and Melania to get marriage counseling right after the election. I was like, wow, look at them. I mean, on election night, they were so she was so unhappy. She looked so sad.
Yeah.
It was like, I have never seen a first lady elect like not be so joyous, standing up on the up on the stage with her husband, beaming arm in arm with her husband. And it was almost like this business arrangement. She's like, oh God, my life is gonna change.
Yeah. And I know, you know, I know they had Barron, but it seems, yeah, made up, like it's they're doing it for
I'll
kind
be
of
frank.
Interior.
I have caught some hell. I think he is an abuser. He got divorced from his first wife because he beat the crap out of her, and it was publicly known. She had big clumps of her hair missing. It was a very brutal divorce. So a person who does that to any woman will do it again. And
Oh, absolutely.
Melania has been with him, and she watches her P's and Q's. Her interview with Greta Van Susteren, she was very nervous when Greta asked her what makes him unhappy. Her body language was like, oh, we don't want to make him unhappy. You know?
Wow, I'd like to see that. What
Go
was it?
Look, just look at that clip on YouTube, Glenn. It's called The Greta Van Susteren Talks to the First Lady, because I follow her. People have been so harsh on our first ladies. They have no power. They are married to men in power. And frankly, I just think most of them are, you know, the only one I really didn't like was Laura Bush, because, I mean, frankly, she murdered two people and acted like it was no big deal. They just moved on. Like, let's don't talk about that. I mean, I cannot abide by someone who has no remorse. But even her, I felt sorry for her, because I also believe that, you know, Bush Jr. is a batterer. See, this is one of the things I publicly speak out on, is this silencing of women against their batterers. We're supposed to not talk about the public signs of women who are being beaten up. We're just supposed to go, well, you know, like Johnny Depp, oh, well, yeah, he abused his girlfriend, but it's not that bad. Really?
Johnny Depp. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been hidden. It's been hidden for so long, you know, even going back to, gosh, the 30s, 40s, 50s, I mean, it was just common. I mean, those were the days, you know, the piano singing batterer, I think, got programmed into our head. My sister was badly battered, and I had to grow up watching it. I actually walked in, and he was on top of her, just, I mean, swinging.
What happened to him? Nothing, right?
Nothing happened to him. Repeatedly, nothing happened to him until finally my father went over there and handled some business with him. And Now he's actually, believe it or not, he's a crackhead and he lives in a homeless shelter. So,
Well, I can believe that. That's,
yep.
makes sense.
Yep, it really does.
Well, what's interesting is that your dad didn't do that the first time he laid hands on his daughter. That's
Exactly.
bullshit. I mean, like,
Yep.
to be honest, anybody touched my daughter, their knees would get blown off. I'm sorry, but
Right,
I mean,
right.
I'm just gonna
Well,
take care of business the first time.
right, and I'm not defending it either because I kind of stepped
Actually,
back and was
that is
like,
not
whoa.
true. My second daughter was beaten up by her husband. She married very young, a high school boyfriend who became a crackhead, actually, and she lied to me, totally lied to me. And finally, she called me up in desperation one night, and I called the cops. In fact, that's what
Right.
broke them up. I called the police, and she denied it the next night because I called the police. She called the police, but in California, if the call generates from the house, somebody's going
Right.
to jail. So they signs of abuse were on her. So he went to jail for a week. And I went down to go get her, and that was the end of that one. But I did not blow out his knees, but he did get arrested, but he didn't spend any time in jail. Like, really honestly, he
And
got probation, and she stayed away
there's
from him for
really,
10 years.
yeah, and there's really a everything, if you notice an abuser, it's all premeditated. Everything in their mind, they get the woman to fall deeply in love with them, and then the verbal abuse begins, and then the physical, pushing this, that, and the other. And it amazes me still to this day how the women are backed into a corner and have to make up excuses for them and don't want them to go to jail and this, that, and the other. I would say a majority of it is financially they couldn't take it, but it truly amazes me, and I'm glad that you bring awareness to it because it's definitely not going away, and enough isn't said about it,
Well,
so.
not only is it not going away, the attitude is infiltrating our government. This is the natural offshoot of it. It's like this, the government is there. Wendy was on yesterday talking about how the government is there to protect the people. It's not there to
Right.
protect the corporations, right? But when the people's attitude is, I mean, look, Mitch McConnell told her, hey, she persisted. She would not shut up. It's her fault. I mean, he would not let her read Coretta Scott Smith's letter. I mean,
Wow.
that is, and then he proceeded to allow four men to read the letter while still keeping her off the Senate floor. So four men were allowed to read the letter, but a female, sit down and shut up. So
And
we've got.
it's just happening over and over. And in the news today, 54 minutes ago, sharply divided Senate approves Trump's pick to be health secretary. And it's this highly conservative, it says, highly conservative Tom Price wins, he
He's
gets
not
put in there.
conservative. If conservative, you mean an insider. Part of what the big objection to Tom Price was that he passed legislation that benefited him personally. He
Right.
promoted legislation that benefited him personally and made a profit from it. There is a clear trail to it. On top of the fact that he has made statements that said he wants to dismantle Medicare, he is going to
Oh,
dismantle Medicare.
it says right here, Georgia Congressman says he will repeal the Affordable Care Act and also Medicare. What?
Yes.
How is this happening, Lonnie?
Also Medicare.
How
Don't
is
you
this
love that?
happening?
Also Medicare.
Yeah,
Well,
yeah,
what's
yeah.
weird is that was one of Trump's promises. Trump said, I
Yeah,
will be the
Trump's
only
pick.
Republican who will not go after Medicare. I will not go after Social Security. And they are going,
Gosh.
and I mean, they're going, he did tell us, though, he was going to gut the EPA and gut the Department of Education. That's his
Wow.
campaign promise. So they're going to do that. That's why they push through all these people. But look, if we have a democracy at all, if we have any semblance of it at all, which I am more and more being convinced by the people, the naysayers, that really it's all just a freaking show. In
Naysayers
theory,
always
in
get
4
what they
years,
pay for.
well, in theory, in 4 years, we should be able to get it back. But the problem is, in 4 years, they can dismantle the substructure, the structure of it all. I mean, this is
Right.
how he plans on giving these big tax cuts. Like, if you don't have to pay for your these federal agencies. We don't, unfortunately, he plans on pouring billions and trillions of dollars into the black hole of them. I watched the hearings on our military preparedness last night. Every single agency said, oh, we're underfunded. We're underfunded. We need more money. And really, do we really need to have a military that is ready to go at war with everyone all the time? Is that who the And the answer, I think, is yes. The United States is a country that is constantly at war.
Right, because
That's what the
we
battery's
go
about,
after
Lynn.
everyone's natural resources and we plant that flag in these places, and it's complete genocide in some cases. And that's the drive of the day, and it's become the norm. Do we need a military that's ready? I mean, everyone cries for world peace. I mean, why can't we just have world peace? But Donald Trump is certainly licking his chops with his finger on the red button. It's almost, he's the bully in the playground yard, and it's spawning off anybody that supports him. You don't hate to say it. You take a look at him, and the majority of them pretty much act and have the same views as he does, right to a T. And it's happening like a haze, like a creeping fog, and people just won't, they won't shake out of it. I mean, Tom Price, I mean, come on. Health Secretary gutting
Michelle,
Medicare and the Affordable Care Act. The
well,
people
which
just
is
goes
going to
along
be
with it.
worse? They're going to rubber stamp Steve Mnuchin, who is the Secretary of the Treasury, and this is the man who, in his hearings, it came out he did not disclose his Cayman Island accounts on his disclosure form to the Congress.
Right.
He hid his own Cayman Islands accounts and offshore accounts from the Senate when they were doing their review of him. It was only
Now think
because
about
Ron
that.
White, yes, and he's running the tr and his response was, oh, well, these forms are so complicated, I didn't understand them. And they are going to
Ha!
allow him to get away with that. He literally had the nerve to do that and say that.
That's what we're up against. That's exactly
Yes, it
what we're up
is.
against.
It is
So, I mean,
a, yes, it is a alternate. These are alternative facts here, folks. That's what I mean. We've been, so we have to lean into this with a higher level of integrity. I mean, we have to really be committed to our values and ethics and peace. I mean, we
right.
have to walk the walk. We have to be able to walk in love and just say, you know what? I'm not going to participate with your narcissistic. We got to learn to go gray because they love it that we're sitting here biting our nails, going, oh, please don't hurt us. Please don't hurt us. Every batterer tortures his victims before they beat the crap out of them. Every
Right,
batterer. That's what they're
right.
doing right now. So, like, fuck them. I am not going to be nervous about this. Like, you know what? Our intentions and our ability to rebuild after this wrecking ball cabinet thinks that they're going to destroy America, it's not going to work. Because when
No.
people realize that they've been duped, there's way too many guns in this country, and people will, there's way too many active moms. People will get engaged
Right.
at a local level. We are going to build it back up. They can't keep
Right.
us down. And we're going to
Right.
build a place of peace, and we're going to take science back. Maybe this is what it's going to mean to take science back.
Right on, Lonnie Clark.
Well, Glenn, I'm glad that you could share this with me today's date. Why don't you tell people how to find you in your videos?
It's just straight up Glenn Woodford. YouTube. I don't know what the I think it's Glenn Woodford at gmail.com. If they want to email me or something like that, I'm always love response. Like I was saying earlier about your standing out for your Muslim friends and our Muslim friends. When you have a reaction, it's usually always good, just for the simple fact that it means you're doing something right. And those people that said that stuff to you on there, you hit them where it hurt somewhere down the line, and it got them thinking. And people that are far to the right, far to the left, what, however you want to say it, if they're locked in to a certain belief and a thought process, and you make them think outside of that box, it's usually some type of derogatory, violent, or, you know, word spewing, ridicule.
Yeah.
But
well,
it's you're doing something right, and
well,
I try
you,
to do
friend.
That. I
yes,
try to
you
do,
do
that
actually.
On my videos, and then sometimes, you know, let's go outside the box. I'll put a mask on and read some stuff that I just jotted down that day after I'm looking at all this turmoil, or a nice picture of the ocean. You know, it's just whatever inspires you. And YouTube is an amazing thing. Some people use it for the wrong reasons. I hate fear porn and all that stuff. Just, you can't look at doom and gloom every single day, 24 hours a day. You have to find that special part in your heart and visit it daily. I would say. And these books that you sent me are certainly helping.
Oh, those are the books that I'm always promoting. Healthy Healing, You Can Heal Your Life, and The Four Agreements. I think those are really good books that help you live a healthier lifestyle. You know what? I don't know if you agree with me, Glenn, but I think that people that are willing to face the Fukushima disaster and the nuclear lies and out the fact that our NRC has been lying to Congress for a long, long time, at least 70 years. I think that we're actually optimistic. Those of us that are willing to call out this Trump administration and talk to them, because it's the people in silence who were... The sad part is now when these people, the people who supported Trump, when Jeff Sessions does not go after Hillary Clinton, when all of these email things turn up to be, well, there's nothing we can do about it and Clinton doesn't go to jail. We've spent all this money wasting our time chasing our tails after the Clintons. Because they're protected. They're not going to get convicted. They're part of the program. They're part of the... I'm actually beginning to believe that the Clintons... I used to think that Trump was involved in getting the Clintons elected. I'm beginning to think that they got sideswiped. I think they thought that Trump was helping them get elected. And I think the elites decided at the last minute not to put her in power. Let's just ramp up the program of installing the Pinochet-style controlled government, you know?
Yeah, but it also goes back to, you know, I totally get, because there are certain instances that, you know, vengeance is mine, but he's living in the past again. Look, this is what we got. This is what we got to deal with. Let's use the outlets and figure out a way to at least bring them down to our level. And, you know, Bernie was our hope. And I was going to ask you about that. Did you happen to see that debate the other night?
I did. Yes, I did.
What did you think about it?
I thought it was a good dog and pony show. I mean, blah, blah, blah. Like, really, two ineffective men that'll never be allowed to be near the presidency. And talking about their extreme views, you know, like Bernie's considered extreme, although he roped in Cruz several times. I mean, Bernie's... Look, this is the issue. Bernie could mop the floor with any of them because their ethics and their values don't stand up to water. It's like...
No.
With Price, with Mnuchin, I mean, they're going to rubber stamp Rick Perry, who oversaw the biggest nuclear waste spill in Texas, as the head of the Department of Energy, the man who couldn't even remember its name. They're
Another
not doing
complete
it, so gonna
outrage disaster.
They're going to do it really specifically to, they're going to defund, they're going to do the same thing to the Department of Energy that they did. Mm. He, in his debates, he said he was going to get rid of it. And they are going to get rid of it. And really, when you think about it, 90% of their budget goes to nuclear, 90% of it.
Yes.
So what they're going to do is defund the Department of Energy and allow these corporations to have no oversight. They won't need federal tax dollars because they're not going to be... You know what's going to really be sad is they're going to need our money. They're going to want our money. So I don't know how they plan on getting it, but...
Well, and it's like here, I tried to collect rainwater, and I actually got a city official come out and tell me that you cannot do that. And my father put up, a statute in the Kentucky state law that you cannot collect so much, I think it's so many gallons or something like that. And I had it set up, you know, it was collecting it in a big blue barrel, but I had three of them. And I don't know if it was a sanitation issue. I can't really remember. It was several years ago. But my father just last summer was going to put up solar panels and run his. He's got a wood making shop outside, and basically everything in the house. And we found out in Paducah that you get a pretty substantial tax on your property tax if you put up solar panels.
I wonder who passed that law. See, these are the things where we
Mitch
can lean into the people.
McConnell.
Did he really?
Probably that little turtle.
It's astounding that he keeps winning in your state. I have to say, I could not believe that he wins in your state, but.
Because Lonnie, this is, I mean, it is probably as far to the right as you could possibly be. And you can imagine a radical like myself being stuck in this place. But, you know, you take the good with the bad. They are good-hearted people here. I'm not trying to just
I think
run
Mitch
down
McConnell
the city,
is the
but
radical, and I don't think he's conservative at all. He is not
no.
conservative. I mean, this is where
No.
I think we need to like not repeat their language. Like, like one of the my friend Ed says that we should not use Trump's names. That will Trump's name that will get to him worse than anything because he's such a narcissist. If we just refer to
Absolutely.
him as the Republican agenda, just call them the
Yeah.
and show no emotions. But it's the same thing with Mitch McConnell, right? He's a spendthrift. He is the reason that Barack Obama could not rebuild our country as strong as it would be because he obstructed for 8 years. And
Right.
the sad part is he knows the Democrats do not have the cojones to obstruct for 8 years. They know
No.
it. They know the
No.
de already Joe Manchin from I think Virginia voted with the de with the Republicans already. And they're just going to rubber stamp these people's. So
That's exactly what they're going to
brace
do, is the
yourselves,
rubber stamp.
folks. Brace yourselves. Well, look, one of the things we really do need to brace ourselves with is getting used to living in this age of nuclear pollution. That just means staying healthy, eating
Yeah.
right, you know, being happy, refusing, and understand that it's not all death and doom and gloom. But we do have
Absolutely.
challenges. You know, we are going to be challenged.
Absolutely.
You
And
know.
but you know, isn't it isn't it it is kind of sad for my kids and maybe their kids, because who knows
Yeah.
what the final effects from Fukushima is going to be. I mean, you hate to even think about it.
Well, we haven't seen the final because we haven't seen it over. It's not over. It's not even sarcophagized. Like Chernobyl's waste
No.
is still going on, but Fukushima, the problem is still it's still expounding. It's getting worse, you know. So
No,
because they're
man.
doing nothing with it, they want to tell us that radiation's okay. I mean,
Right. And
they
then
believe it.
you have to go further down that rabbit hole and find out why. I mean, are they hell bent on killing us? I mean, it has to be, right?
You know, so it's really bizarre. They use these arcane, like one of the things that I just found out, and I read this in my YouTube video last night from John Goffman's reading. They use 1920 theories that say that radiation doesn't harm anybody. You could take up to 500,000 rads and still be safe. But that's
Now
all
think
based
about how
on.
outrageous that is.
Yes. And it is outrageous. It goes against the grain of all of his scientific studies, but it is how they demeaned him. Hey, look, we only have 20 seconds left. Thank you, man.
All
This
right.
has been really delightful, Glenn. You've been listening to Lonnie Clark, Age of Fission, with my guest, Glenn Woodford. I hope he'll come back. Please put your courage feet on, educate yourself, lean into this. We can stand back to the fascism. We do not have to just roll over. Your voice matters. We'll talk to you guys soon.
My name is S.M. Gibson, and I am the host of Anti-Media Radio.